I slept. But even in Nod, I couldn't escape the pain. I dreamed cruel dreams I couldn't reclaim when I awakened. It was almost as if Kina herself were mocking me, telling me that triumph was a costly deception. Sari was gone when I awakened, my head throbbing with a medicinal hangover. I stumbled around until I ran into Mother Gota. The old woman was fussing over some tea and talking to herself exactly the way she talked to the rest of the world. "Where's Sara?" I asked. "Tea, please." "What happened to her?" Gota looked at me like I was mad.
"She's dead."
No pulling punches for her. "I know that. Her body is gone.
They have taken her home."
"What?
Who?"
Anger began to rise within me. How dare they?
Who was they? "Toge, Taide, her cousins and uncles. They have taken Sara and Totan home. I am here to watch over you." "She was my wife. She was Nguyen Bao before she was your wife. She is Nguyen Bao now. She will be Nguyen Bao tomorrow. Hong Tre's fantasies cannot change that."
I gained control before I exploded completely. Gota was right. From a Nguyen Bao point of view. Also, there wasn't a lot I could do about it right now. Not without coming up with a lot more ambition than I had this morning. All I really wanted to do was sit around feeling sorry for myself. I went back to our room with my tea. I settled on our bed, picked up the jade amulet that had belonged to Hong Tre. It seemed very warm this morning, more alive than I. I hadn't worn it for a long time. I slipped it onto my wrist now. I could work my anger out on Uncle Doge when he got back. If he came. Chapter 87. Not one Strangler attack team achieved its tactical objective. But even so, their raid was successful psychologically. It stunned the city. It shocked the leadership. It generated terror out of all proportion to actual damages. Croker grabbed it and turned it around. Next morning, while most of us were still wrestling with our emotions, he went to the Taglian mob and spoke in his old guise as liberator. He announced a new and furious era of total, relentless warfare against the Shadow Master and Tuga, although he divulged few real facts about the palace raid. That set rumor running wild through the alleys and byways.